conscience pure and holy for his sake. May Lord keep our intentions pure and holy for his sake.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, we're back with another episode of The Core of Actions. In this program, we discuss the essence of intention which lies at the heart of every action. In today's episode, let's explore the virtues of serving our parents and the noble intentions behind it. But first, let's reflect on the significance of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. A pious saint once met a man in a dream after his passing and inquired, "Ma fa'alallahu bika?" meaning, "How did Allah Almighty treat you?" The man responded, "Allah Almighty forgave me." The saint further asked, "What led to your forgiveness?" The man explained, "I used to transcribe hadiths in the company of a scholar. Once, when the scholar recited durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I repeated that durood aloud. This prompted others in the gathering to join in reciting durood. Through the grace of this collective invocation, Allah Almighty forgave us all. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, as we discuss the theme of serving our parents and the divine reward bestowed upon those who do so, let's listen to a narrative about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. In the court of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam once requested, "Show me my companion in paradise." Allah Almighty replied, "The butcher in so-and-so city is your companion in paradise." Upon visiting the butcher, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was greeted with a feast. During the meal, he noticed the butcher placing two morsels in a basket for every one he ate. When the butcher stepped out momentarily, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam looked into the basket and saw an elderly man and woman who smiled at him. They then both bore witness to his prophethood and passed away simultaneously. Upon returning to find his deceased parents, the butcher realized the divine plan. Holding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's hand, he exclaimed, "I believe that you are Prophet of Allah Almighty." Surprised, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam inquired how he knew. The butcher explained, "My parents prayed daily to see you before death. Their sudden passing confirmed your identity, and my mother's last wish was for me to be your companion in paradise." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam responded, "Congratulations. Allah Almighty has indeed granted you that honor." My dear viewers, according to the Holy Quran and various ahadiths, Allah Almighty has elevated the status of parents immensely, commanding respect and service towards them. As demonstrated in the narrative we've just heard, serving one's parents and receiving their supplications can bring blessings in this life and rewards in the hereafter. In today's episode, we'll explore the good intentions behind serving our parents, along with the blessings and virtues of respecting them and ensuring their happiness. Serve your parents with the intention of obeying the commands of Allah Almighty and following the teachings of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, treating our parents kindly is a directive from Allah Almighty, as stated in the Holy Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and be kind to your parents." My dear viewers, Allah Almighty has placed great emphasis on treating our parents kindly, as seen in the Holy Quran. This directive comes immediately after command to worship the Almighty. The wisdom behind this order lies in recognizing that while Allah Almighty is the ultimate creator of people, our parents serve as the immediate means through which we come into existence. Thus, Allah Almighty instructs us to honor both the ultimate and the immediate sources of our being. My dear viewers, the significance of treating our parents kindly is evident from the fact that Allah Almighty has emphasized it alongside the command to worship Him. This highlights the vital importance of honoring and respecting our parents in Islam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also emphasized the importance of treating parents kindly and caring for them, as narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. A person once asked, "O Allah's Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who deserve my utmost kindness?" The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, "Your mother." When asked who comes next, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated, "Your mother." Again asked the same question, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once more emphasized, "Your mother." Finally, when asked who is next, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Your father." My dear viewers, in this hadith, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized the importance of treating one's mother with utmost kindness and goodness. Additionally, the father also deserves to be treated with kindness and respect. The obligation extends beyond parents. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also instructed us to treat their relatives and loved ones kindly. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "The one who performs the best act of goodness is the one who shows kindness to the friends of his father after his father has passed away." May Allah Almighty guide us to treat our parents with kindness and fulfill our duties towards them according to the teachings of Islam. Ameen bijahi Nabiyil Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. While serving your parents, intend to express gratitude for their countless favors through your actions. My dear viewers, the Holy Quran and Hadith emphasize the importance of treating parents with kindness and respect. As Muslims, it is mandatory upon us to adhere to these teachings. Logic also dictates that we should care for our parents considering the sacrifices they made for us. From the moment of our birth, they provided us, nurtured us, and ensured our well-being. Despite facing challenges, they selflessly supported us and prioritized our needs. Unlike others who may envy our success, parents genuinely rejoice in their children's achievements, often wishing for their prosperity. Their love knows no bound, and they constantly strive for our happiness and success. While we may never repay them for their boundless love and sacrifices, we can strive to bring them joy and comfort through our actions. It is both a moral obligation and a right in Islam to serve and honor our parents. While we may not be able to fully repay them, we can certainly strive to bring them happiness and ease, fulfilling our responsibility as dutiful children. My dear viewers, intend to always include your parents in your supplications, in your prayers. Parents bestow countless blessings upon their children throughout their lives. In return for these blessings, children should strive to fulfill at least one obligation. Whenever they turn to Allah Almighty in prayer, they should earnestly ask Him for their well-being, righteousness, and forgiveness of their parents. They should implore Allah Almighty to bestow upon their parents the highest rewards for their selfless deeds. The importance of supplicating for the parents is emphasized in the Holy Quran and exemplified in the prayer of the Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Almighty recounts Sayyidina Ibrahim's prayer in the Holy Quran stating, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: O Lord of ours, forgive me and my parents and all Muslims on the day when accountability will take place. In this Quranic verse, a special supplication is made for parents alongside a prayer for forgiveness of all Muslims. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam consistently made the supplication to his Lord. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the same. We should also incorporate this Quranic supplication into our prayers regularly. The commentary Siratul Jinan elucidates some key etiquettes of supplication derived from this Quranic verse. Firstly, one should begin by supplicating for oneself. Secondly, it is essential to include prayers for one's parents. Thirdly, supplications for the welfare of all Muslims should be included. Lastly, priority should be given to supplicating for the hereafter compared to worldly needs. Make a firm intention never to disobey your parents. My dear viewers, we recognize the profound importance of parents, a value that the Holy Prophet ﷺ emphasized by urging respect and service towards them. Yet, unfortunately, many Muslims are straying from these teachings, endangering their spiritual well-being. In today's society, it is disheartening to witness numerous young individuals showing deliberate disobedience to their parents. It is crucial to understand that such disobedience carries grave consequences. According to religious ruling, it is obligatory for children to honor and obey their parents. Disobedience without a religiously justified reason is considered sinful, leading one to hellfire. In this era of turmoil, the lack of proper upbringing has contributed to children losing sight of the elevated status and significance of their parents. Someone questioned Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, about disobedience towards parents. His response was profound. Disobeying one's father is equivalent to disobeying Allah Almighty, the All-Powerful and the Supreme. Moreover, causing displeasure to one's father equates to displeasing Allah Almighty, the All-Powerful and Supreme. If a person brings joy to his parents, they become a mean to paradise. But if he brings them grief, they become a pathway to hell. Until one earns the pleasure of his father, none of his fara'id, nawafil, or good deeds will find acceptance. Beyond the consequences in the afterlife, such a person may endure severe tribulation in this worldly life. Seeking refuge in Allah Almighty, there's a genuine concern that he may depart from this world without the solace of Shahada. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, it is crucial to understand that causing distress to our parents results in displeasing Allah Almighty. Therefore, it is imperative never to hurt or disrespect them in any manner. Those who have been disrespectful should promptly seek repentance for this grave transgression. Otherwise, they must bear in mind the severe consequences awaiting them for disobeying and causing harm to their parents. Ahadith contains stern warnings regarding this matter. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad ibn Hajar Makki Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh quotes that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, I witnessed a upsetting sight, individuals suspended by fire branches. I inquired, O Jibreel, who are these individuals? His response was Solomon. They are those who insulted and abused their fathers and mothers in the world. Condemning those who disobey their parents and delivering a stern warning, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, three types of individual will be deprived of paradise. Number one, those who harm their parents. Number two, the youth. And number three, women who adopt masculine traits. In this hadith, the term the youth is mentioned. It refers to an individual lacking sense of honor concerning their maharim, meaning the women in his household who do not observe proper Sharia compliant veiling, and despite being aware of this, he fails to intervene. Such a person is considered a the youth and is deemed sinful. My dear viewers, parents have numerous rights over their children. Not only we are obligated to obey them, but we must also serve them. If they prohibit us from going somewhere, it is impermissible to defy their wishes. Even if we intend to embark on a journey for Nafl Hajj or Umrah, without their consent, it is prohibited. The obligations to parents persist even after their passing. Children are tasked to fulfilling their parents' worldly affairs and settling their debts. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated, one who honors the commitments made by his parents after their passing, settles their debts, and refrains from dishonoring them by insulting others' parents will be regarded as having treated his parents well, even if he was disobedient during his parents' lifetime. Conversely, one who neglects his parents' commitments, fails to clear their debts and dishonor them by insulting others' parents will be deemed disobedient even if he treated his parents well in their lifetime. From this hadith, my dear viewers, we learn that just as it is essential to care for, respect, and fulfill the rights of our parents during their lifetime, it is equally imperative to continue honoring them even after their passing. If either parents leave behind debts, it becomes the responsibility of their children to settle those debts. Moreover, an invaluable lesson from this hadith is emphasized. Do not cause harm to someone's parents by abusing them. This highlights the importance of refraining from insults or negative remarks about anyone's parents. Engaging in such behavior not only prolongs disrespect, but also invites retaliation, potentially leading to insults against one's own parents. Therefore, my dear viewers, it is crucial to uphold mutual respect and refrain from speaking ill of others' parents to ensure the dignity and honor of all parents are preserved. Similarly, the passing of parents does not negate their rights. It is still binding upon us to honor them. It is part of honoring their memory to send them reward, visit their graves, and pray for their forgiveness. Highlighting the virtues of visiting parents' graves on Friday, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever visits the grave of both or either of his parents on Fridays, Allah Almighty will pardon his sins and he will be recorded as dutiful to his parents." It is not the mark of good children to forget their parents after they have passed away. Respectful children are those who continue to honor their parents, visit their graves, and regularly send them rewards. My dear viewers, while visiting graves and reciting Fatiha might seem challenging to our nafs, it is indeed worth pursuing. We need not to exert ourselves greatly for it. Additionally, visiting graveyard on the night of salvation, meaning the night of 15 Sha'ban, is practice endorsed by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. In our society, it is common to visit graveyards on the night of salvation, and while this is commendable practice, it shouldn't be restricted to just that occasion. Regular visits to graveyards, especially on Fridays and other ordinary days, can have profound impact on our spiritual well-being. By the grace of Allah Almighty, these visits can instill a sense of reflection on the hereafter and help diminish our inclination towards sin. Therefore, individuals whose parents have passed away should make it a habit to visit their graves. The Holy Prophet ﷺ encouraged visiting parents' graves on Fridays, and it's a practice we should strive to follow whenever feasible. According to Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh, the term Friday mentioned in the hadith can refer to either the specific day of Friday or the entire week. Visiting parents' grave every Friday is preferable, but if that's not feasible, we can still send them rewards on that day. In short, for those whose parents have passed away, establishing a routine of sending virtues, rewards to them is imperative. This practice may serve as a means of forgiveness for them in the court of Allah Almighty. By bringing joy to our parents, we not only enhance our worldly lives, but also secure blessings for the hereafter. My dear viewers, in today's episode, we've discussed Islamic teachings regarding the importance of treating parents with kindness. We explored the blessings associated with serving them, the significance of making good intentions in this regard, and the consequences of disobedience. Additionally, we've gathered valuable insights into the rights that parents hold. May Allah Almighty empower us to fulfill the rights of our parents as commanded. May He grant us the strength to serve them dutifully and protect us from ever disobeying them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake. May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake.